And finally, this hour, a little ballpark-style refreshment, a story about beer. If you average it out, Americans drink more than 30 gallons of beer a person each year. And brewers are one of the few industries not having their worst year since the Great Depression. NPR's John Burnett visited two breweries, one of the world's largest, which is under construction, and a much smaller one.
What kind of beer would you like? Light, medium, dark, hoppy, sweet?
I'm sitting here in the Draft House, a venerable neighborhood pub in Austin, Texas, which just celebrated its 40th year. Next to me is Josh Wilson, the brewer and manager. So times are tough all over, Josh. How's business here?
Business is good. Sales are up 10% in January, and I think perhaps people are giving up other things before beer.
What he says is echoed by industry watchers like Harry Schumacher, editor of a trade newsletter, The Beer Business Daily.
Beer is not recession-proof, but it's very recession-resistant. And being in the beer business is definitely a better place to be than in the airline or car dealership business. It's an affordable luxury. Even during hard times, you can still afford to have a beer.
Though beer company stock prices were hurt by the high cost of commodities in 07, they've been recovering in part because beer is considered a good hedge during hard times. Which is not to say the recession hasn't changed some beer drinking habits. With less to spend, people are drinking at home more and trading down, as the industry says, to less expensive brands. But local craft beers are going strong. This is the 512 Brewery in South Austin, and that's the sound of a fermentation tank. This tiny operation, only 7 months old, sells only 100 barrels a month, all locally. It has one delivery van and two employees. One of them is brewer and owner Kevin Brand.
I really haven't skipped a beat. My plans were to grow fairly organically, and in the last few months I've just exceeded all my expectations, and I'm selling beer faster than I can brew it.
Another change in beer consumption is that people are buying fewer imports, presumably because they're pricier. But this fact has not affected construction of one of the largest breweries in the world. Grupo Modelo is building a gargantuan new brewery south of Piedras Negras, Mexico, just across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. When finished in the spring of next year, it will produce enough Corona to supply the entire U.S. market. Corona beer is the number one U.S. import. Sprawled across the scrub desert, the cervecería looks like a moon colony under construction, with its towering malt silos, mammoth stainless steel tanks, and 15-story warehouse. Juan Manuel Prado is health and safety manager at the new brewery.
The American public is the biggest beer market in the world. Drinking beer is part of your culture. Other products might be affected by the economy, but everything revolves around beer. When you're sad, you have a beer. When you're content, you have a beer.
With the new Corona Brewery gearing up to produce 7,200 bottles of beer a minute when all four production lines are running, they certainly hope the American thirst for beer stays recession-proof. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Bill Deputy, assisted by Peter Alina. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. At the national desk, Steve Drummond, Les Cook, Philip Bruce, Quinn O'Toole, Elisa Barba, Kate Kincannon, Ken Barkas, and Andrea DeLeon. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.